a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Donkey of the day for Tuesday, March 24th, goes to a man named Brian Culpepper. Brian is a county commissioner in Florida. I can't pronounce the name of this county. It looks like Obi-Wan Kenobi. If I had to guess, I would pronounce this place Okechobee. Okechobee. Sounds like a nice town for plies to get a date. Okechobee. Now, I really wish politicians in Florida would stop having meetings about coronavirus. I haven't seen one meeting from local officials in Florida that has produced anything productive. You know why? Because what does your Uncle Sharla always tell you? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Now, earlier in the show, Envy asked, how do you treat coronavirus? My answer is, Negro, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, okay? I treat coronavirus like I treat all viruses and diseases. I'm playing defense, all right? Number one, social distancing. Stay the hell away from me. Everybody in my house, good. As long as I'm not around any randoms, I'm cool. On top of that, I'm doing everything to strengthen my immune system, okay? Except wearing condoms, and that's only because I'm married. But other than that, I'm drinking Emergency. I'm drinking my ginger tea and turmeric. I'm taking my Mucinex, Theraflu, Tylenol, and cold flu medication, CMOS. Whatever Dr. Sebi been telling me to do, I'm doing, okay? I truly believe all of that with some prayer, and I'll be fine. And if not, well, that's just what was in the cards for me. Now, Brian Culpepper has a background as a paramedic. And in this meeting of bright political minds in Florida, he decided to share a cure. And I did air quotes when I said cure. Okay, he decided to share a cure of one of the foremost doctors who has studied the coronavirus. Would you like to hear what Brian Culpepper said the cure for coronavirus is? Because he saw one of the foremost doctors on cable TV talking about it. Let's go to WPBF ABC 25 for the report, please.
As the medical community races to find a cure for COVID-19, a commissioner in Okechobee County says he has a solution.
This sounds really goofy, and it did to me too, but it works.
That's Commissioner Bryant Culpepper talking. During a meeting on Friday, he told the community, heat kills the virus, so all you need is a hairdryer. Heat the inside of your nose to 136 degrees, and the virus dies.
So you hold a blow dryer in front of your face, and you inhale with your nose, and it kills all the viruses in your nose.
Department Administrator Tiffany Collins was at the meeting and quickly spoke up. But Culpepper insisted his solution comes from a reliable source.
This was on OAN, One American News Network, which is the fastest growing national network on cable.
But OAN actually issued a news release saying it didn't come from them, saying, quote, we are unable to find any association between the statements made by the municipal official and One American News Network. Culpepper was heavily criticized on social media, and he fought back. But Sunday morning, he posted an apology saying he was only trying to give comfort to those who have no insurance.
People in Florida really think everything can be cured by putting something up their nose. If it's not cocaine, it's a blow dryer for coronavirus. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I'm not Dr. Oz. Hell, I'm not even Dr. Dre. But I got enough sense to know that letting the hot air of a blow dryer go up your nose isn't doing anything but setting your nose hairs in place. If you want a more controlled style for your nose hairs, if you want to lay the groundwork for styling your nose hairs, then continue to blow dry them. Other than that, this is a complete waste of time. Now, of course, Brian Culpepper apologized, and I'm so sick of people from Florida apologizing for being crazy. Stand on your crazy. You from Florida, we understand, Brian. But Brian said, to all my Facebook friends, I am fearfully sorry for comments I made on social media. I was only trying to give comfort to those in Okechobee who have no insurance to treat their families. This, ladies and gentlemen, is why we have to get Medicare for All or some type of free healthcare system in America. And I want politicians like Brian Culpepper to focus on how they can use their voices and energy to encourage things like that to happen. Because if you know a family who has no health insurance, and the best thing you can come up with is to tell them to stick a blow dryer up their nose because the hot air from the blow dryer kills coronavirus. Whoa. Can you imagine what he would tell you to do if you had hemorrhoids? Where is he going to tell you to put that hot comb if you got hemorrhoids? My God. I have nothing else to say here. Okay, some donkey today's just saw themselves. Please give Brian Culpepper from Florida the biggest hee-haw.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.